the phrase, God bless the USA. God bless the USA, very familiar to all of us. From politicians to pastors, this familiar phrase is used to either end a speech or start a prayer. But we also know it as the title of a pretty famous song by a pretty famous guy named Lee Greenwood. Yes. Well, here's the background of this song. It's an American patriotic song written and recorded by American country music artist Lee Greenwood, and it's considered to be his signature song. It reached number 7 on the Billboard magazine Hot Country Singles chart when it was originally released in 1984. And it was also played at the 1984 Republican National Convention with President Ronald Reagan. But the song gained greater prominence during the Gulf War in 1990 and 91 as a way of boosting morale. And then it was re-included on his 1992 album, American Patriot, as a result of its newfound popularity. The popularity of the song rose sharply again after the September 11th attacks and during the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Lee Greenwood said this, "I've always wanted to write a song about America. And I said, we just need to be more united." Well, as for writing the song itself, Greenwood wrote that it more or less just wrote itself. And the lyrics flowed naturally from the music as a reflection of his pride to be an American. I'm going to read the lyrics now, and probably as I read them, in your mind, you're singing them because you're hearing the notes and everything. "If tomorrow all the things were gone that I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, because the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died who gave that right to me. And I'd gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, because there ain't no doubt I love this land." And you can say it with me, "God bless the USA." This song, and like any other song that I've made a gospel message out of, could be multiple messages. But I'm just actually going to, I could use different lyrics, different words, different verses. I'm actually just going to use the title and the last line, and they're the same thing. God bless the USA. And I'm going to make a message, a biblical message out of this. That song, from the title to the ending, seems to be a request that God would bless the USA. Now, is singing that phrase, or is praying that phrase, the key to receiving God's blessings? Is just singing it or saying it going to do it? Well, I kind of feel like the Lord led me to end this God and Country series today, right before the election, and specifically with this song. This is the Sunday before our presidential election, and while I'm not going to, other than this, while I'm not going to talk about politics today, I'm going to open God's Word to see if there's anything we can do come Tuesday, or any other day, that would impact God blessing us as a nation. Today's message is rather short and simple. I mean, you've seen some other short and simple messages I've had. This one might take the cake. Short and simple. And I think as we get to the end, there's going to be three words I'm going to have you take away and remember and work on this week. I'm taking them too. So I'll get to that, and I'll help you to remember those words, even if you don't have pen and paper. So asking for God to bless us reminds me of Deuteronomy chapter 30. When I read this song, and when someone, actually Bud Gray is the one that suggested this particular, no, that was last week. I forget who suggested this song, but when I read it, I thought to myself, immediately, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Now, in this Deuteronomy chapter 30, God is giving the Israelites a choice. And the choice is very simple. Again, short and simple message, short and simple, really for God to share this with the Israelites. He said, here's your choice, blessings or curses. Blessings or curses. Nothing in between. Well, under the inspiration of the Lord, Moses shared with the people the blessings or the curses that would come upon this people if they were obedient or disobedient. So that seems to be a key right there. Blessings and curses seem to have to do with being obedient or disobedient. Now, I'm going to focus on a few verses of chapter 30 of Deuteronomy, but if you want to do a little bit more investigation this week about blessings and curses and how all this kind of got started and more details, start with chapters 27 in Deuteronomy and read 27, 28, and 29, and then this 30 will make even more sense. So let me start with Deuteronomy 30, verse 1. And in my Bible, it titles this section as a call to return to the Lord. A call to return to the Lord. This was a call to the Israelites to return to the Lord if they ever got disobedient, and what God would do if they would return. Now, I believe this, based on just these verses here and the other verses in the Bible from beginning to end, there's a principle here that isn't just for the Israelites. I believe it is for the USA. And so as I read these words that were written thousands of years ago about a group of people who we now call the Jews, I believe it applies to the United States of America or any other country who would return to the Lord. So let me just start reading here. In the future, when you experience all these blessings and curses I have listed for you, and when you are living among the nations to which the Lord your God has exiled you, take to heart all these instructions. Listen to how many times the word if and then are used. If at that time you and your children return to the Lord your God, and if you obey with all your heart and all your soul all the commands I have given you today, then the Lord your God will restore your fortunes. He will have mercy on you and gather you back from all the nations where he has scattered you. Even though you are banished, and listen to this, to the ends of the earth, God knows ahead of time that the Israelites are not just going to be scattered, but they're going to be all over the place. Well, even if that happens, he says, the Lord your God will gather you from there and bring you back again. The Lord your God will return you to the land that belonged to your ancestors, and you will possess the land again. Then he will make you even more prosperous and numerous than your ancestors. Wow. And then he goes on to say, the Lord your God will change your heart in verse 6, and the hearts of all your descendants, so that you will love him with all your heart and soul, and so that you may live. The Lord your God will inflict all the curses on your enemies and on all those who hate and persecute you. And then you will again obey the Lord and keep all of his commands that I'm giving you today. Well, let me just stop and make a comment, because this just may seem like a bunch of rhetoric for the Israelites. It's the Old Testament. It's thousands of years ago. What's the application even here today? What's the application for me today? Well, let's just look in general what this says that I've read so far. It basically is saying that God's mercy is unbelievable. I don't know how to describe it, because there aren't words to describe it. God's mercy is unbelievable. And depending on who you are and what your background is, it could be even more unbelievable. For me, it's really unbelievable to think of the things I've done in my background, the places I've been, and yet he would call me and let me return to him and would give me blessing. Anyhow, God's mercy is unbelievable. What he's telling the Jews here is that even if the Jews deliberately walk away from God and ruin their lives, God would still take them back. Not accidentally. Whoops, I messed up. I'm going with the current now. I can't swim upstream anymore. Current's taking me for a while. It's not that. I deliberately chose a different course. He's saying he would take the Israelites back. Well, let me just say this a different way. How about even if you deliberately walked away from God and ruined your life, God would still take you back? And here's the thing. God wants to forgive us and bring us back to himself. That's what these verses are saying. He wants to do that. He longs to do that. He's got a plan to do that. No matter how far you've wandered, God promises a fresh and new beginning. No matter how far, a fresh and new beginning is available through the Lord. Well, let me continue with the scripture, starting with verse 9. It's where we left off. The Lord your God will then make you successful in everything you do. Again, if they were obedient. And here's specifically what's going to happen. He will give you many children and numerous livestock. He will cause your fields to produce abundant harvest. For the Lord will again delight in being good to you as he was to his ancestors. He's just waiting to pour out blessings. But it's if we will obey. The Lord, verse 10, the Lord your God will delight in you if you obey his voice and keep the commands and decrees written in this book of instruction, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. And then in verse 11, he says, this command I'm giving you today, it's not too difficult. It's not beyond your reach. He goes on to say, so that they can understand just how not difficult and not beyond the reach it is, he says, it's not kept in heaven, so distant that you must ask, well, who will go to heaven and bring it down so we can hear and obey? He says, what's not kept in the sea, so far away that you must ask, who will cross the sea and bring it to us so we can hear and obey? He says, no, the message is very close at hand. It is on your lips. It is in your heart so that you can obey it. The command that he's giving the Israelites was not too difficult, and it was not beyond their reach. And can I say that the command he gives us today, it's not too difficult, and it's not beyond our reach. It's not too difficult. His commands are reasonable. His commands are sensible, and they're beneficial. His commands are not to hurt us. God is not a drill sergeant that's saying, drop down and give me 100. Because most of us couldn't do that. And so God's not that kind of God. The commands he will give, well, they may not seem that easy, but they're not too difficult. And they're not beyond our reach. Starting with verse 15, and from verse 15 to the end of what I'm going to read, which is through verse 20, this is the key to the whole message. So while there's lots of good stuff that we've shared before that's in the Word, really, really listen here. In fact, that's how verse 15 starts. It says, now listen. And again, this is God through Moses talking to the Israelites. But as I'm reading this, pretend God's talking and telling the USA this. Now listen, today I'm giving you a choice, United States of America, between life and death, between prosperity, blessings, and disaster, curses. For I command you this day, here's the command, to love the Lord your God and to keep his commands, decrees, and regulations. How? By memorizing scripture? I don't see that. How? By attending church every Sunday? Well, that's nice, but I don't see that. How? By putting offering money in the offering plate? Well, I don't see that. All those things are great. But it says, by walking in his ways. That's how we keep his commands, decrees, and regulations. And then he says again, if you do this, and it's implied, then you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you and the land you're about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, and if you are drawn away to serve and worship other gods, United States of America, then I warn you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long, good life in the land you are crossing the Jordan to occupy. And then starting with verse 19, today I have given you the choice between life and death. There's no other choice. Between blessings and curses. He just repeats what he had just said. But he says this now. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Somebody's watching the choice. And it's heaven and earth. Oh, that you would choose life. That's what he wants us to do. He's giving us a choice. In fact, we can choose death just as easily as we can choose life. And many people do. But he's saying, if I had my say, if I could make a recommendation to you, it would be to choose life. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your kids and your grandkids might live. You can make this choice, and then here's the key to the whole message. Here's what I'm going to make sure we go home with. You ever go to a restaurant and you can't eat all the food, and what do you get? You get a to-go box. You get a takeout box. And you can eat that later. Well, I'm going to give you a take-home box today. And it starts with this. It says, you can make this choice by, number one, loving the Lord your God. Number two, obeying him. And number three, committing yourself firmly to him. Those are the three things. That's how we make the choice. And then it says, this is the key, catch that word, this is the key to life. Like me, you probably have a pocket full of keys. And it's the key to certain things, each one of those keys. And this key to the vehicle that I drove here today will not unlock the parsonage door. I've got a different key for that. So we need certain keys for certain things, and I'm going to get to that more in a minute. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, then you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, today's message could not be more simple. The message is this: it's a choice. It's a choice for the United States of America. Obedience to God equals blessings. It's kind of like a math problem. Maybe it's algebra. I don't know. I've forgotten more than I've learned in school, I think, sometimes. Here's the formula. Obedience to God equals blessings. Disobedience to God equals curses. That's what I'm getting from this whole thing, if we wanted to simplify it. Obedience to God equals blessings. Disobedience to God equals curses. And I think, not just based on Deuteronomy 30, but the whole Bible, this very obedience, blessings, disobedience, curses, I believe it applies not just to the United States of America, but it applies to us as individuals. Any one of us can take this very choice and apply it. It applies to families. It applies to communities, to cities. It applies to churches. And certainly it applies to countries. The key, again, that word, keep that in mind, the key to God blessing the Israelites then is the key to God blessing the USA today. It's these three things. I'll say them again. Loving the Lord, obeying Him, committing ourselves to Him. If you want to, whoever's going to play the closing song, and we'll be ready for that because I'm just about to end here. So here's the three words I want you to take away in your sack and chew on all week. Love, obedience, and commitment. Love, obedience, and commitment. Sounds simple? I want you to spend time focusing on those three words this week. I'm going to have you ask the Lord to help you to love Him more, ask the Lord to help you obey Him more, and ask the Lord to help you be more committed to Him. But here's how you're going to try to remember, and I think you will remember. I bet you won't forget this message, these three words ever. I'm going to give you what's called a mnemonic device. Anybody remember what a mnemonic device is? Okay. I know you know what it is, but we just don't use that word very often. A mnemonic device is where you take a word and then you use the first letter of each of those words to remember something, to recall something. Here's an example that I'm sure many of you have done. What are all the colors of the rainbow in order? Can you remember? Well, it's hard to remember several colors, especially in a row, in a sequence. But if you just remember the mnemonic device, which is Roy G, it's a name, Roy G. Biv. Roy, red for R, orange, yellow. G, green. Biv, blue, indigo, violet. There you go. So you've learned all the colors of the rainbow if you just remember Roy G. Biv, that name. Here's one that you might have learned too. How do you remember the names of all the Great Lakes? Well, it's a mnemonic device where we use the word homes. Starting with H, Huron, Ontario, Michigan, Erie, Superior. I've said this before, I'm kind of like Forrest Gump. I'm not a very smart man. So I need tricks like this myself. And I'm giving us all a trick for these three words, love, obedience, and commitment. If you sound out those three letters, L-O-C, it seems to, you could say it spells the word lock. And so what's the key to unlocking God's blessings? It's love, obedience, and commitment. Think about this as you prepare to vote on Tuesday. If we want God to bless the USA, that's what the whole message has been about. If we want God to bless the USA, we need to pay less attention to the elephants and the donkeys and pay more attention to the Lamb, capital L. So let's end with our song, and then I'll pray and pray a blessing on us before we leave. What is the song for today?
What a friend we have in Jesus.
What a friend.
What? Jesus, all our sins and griefs to
do pray right now. If your heads are bowed, Lord, we just ask you to look on this congregation, this handful of people, and I'm just asking a blessing on each one of them. The greatest blessing you have given us or can give us is probably salvation. And so while so many here are saved, have already asked your Son to come into their life, to be their Savior and guide and God for forever, And then do their best to swim upstream every day, not with their own strength, but with your strength, with the strength of the Holy Spirit in them. I pray this morning, if there's anyone here today that has not accepted Jesus Christ as Savior, that they would even right now, even while we're ending this prayer, that they would say something so simple as, God, save me. God, save me. And I'll ask you to save that person even now and for forever. I pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. And then let me give this final blessing. I'm asking us to be obedient individually so the USA can continue to be blessed and be a blessing. Have a blessed week.
Thank you.
Well, I certainly will, and I thank you for that. And Shirley will be doing Bible study on Wednesday, and I'm sure she'll do a great job.
Oh, yes.
So look forward to that.
Oh. You won't get tacos Tuesday, though.
Well, I don't know what I'll get Tuesday. If they're available, I might.
See you.
We'll see you guys.
See you, Rob. Have a good time.
Thank you.